It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Facing first-time loans as a college student or a new mortgage as a third-time homebuyer, both come with risks, opportunities, and of course, questions. To help Pennsylvanians navigate these complex decisions, 90.5 WESA is joining NPR to bring NPR Presents Family Matters to Pittsburgh for a candid conversation about personal finance at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hall and Museum on November 5th at 7 p.m. The event is being led by Morning Edition host and Pittsburgh native David Green, along with business correspondent Yuki Noguchi. David Green is on the line with us from Washington. David, hello.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What is the idea behind this event? Why is NPR doing this?
There are several ways to answer that question. I mean, one is we have been really excited about doing more and more events through NPR Presents. And the mission is, it's really to sort of take what we do on the air with, I think, the intimacy, you know, the digging deeper into issues, just that feeling that public radio listeners, I think, rely on, and bringing it into an event. Almost feel like we're, you know, almost feeling like we're climbing out of the radio and sort of bringing the audience into one of our stories on the air. So that's sort of the broad mission. But the economy and sort of personal struggles, questions about personal finance, college debt, how to set up the best possible retirement, how to buy a home, and also sort of really hard decisions that people have to make when it comes to money, when it comes to family. You know, we've done a lot of that reporting. We did a series at Morning Edition a few years ago called Family Matters, and it looked at multi-generational households where you often had the sandwich generation sort of trying to take care of both kids and also sometimes elderly parents and that squeeze. And it just felt like so many of these issues are topics that everyone can relate to. And we thought if we would travel and sort of just begin a conversation, the kind of conversation we might have on the air, but begin it in rooms, there'd be sort of a level of sympathy, empathy, rallying around everyone, sort of helping each other deal with a lot of these questions. It'd be a really cool thing. And we began it last year, and the events were just, they were really neat, and they really sparked some good conversation.
As long as you brought up the sandwich generation, as you call it, what are the biggest financial challenges that the sandwich generation is facing?
Elderly people are living longer, which is a really good thing, which leads to a lot of decisions about how to care for the elderly. Meanwhile, you had, you know, through some of these rough economic times, you had younger Americans staying in their parents' homes longer. And so you had the sandwich generation sort of helping their kids deal with questions about how to pay for college or how to get a job and supporting them in many cases. And then also at the same time, sort of struggling with, you know, how to care for an elderly parent, whether or not a nursing home is the best decision, whether or not to sort of become a caretaker for an elderly parent. And a lot of times, increasingly in this country, you would find families with more than two generations living together under one household. And, you know, we followed at Morning Edition three different families a few years ago. And, you know, their stories were different, but the kinds of pressures, the love that you felt, the tough decisions, it was just really powerful journalism, and I think powerful stories for us to learn about. And as we did those stories, it just really felt like people and listeners said they connected with the families. And so we thought, why not sort of get in a room and talk about a lot of those things?
Years ago, there's never been a time when trying to come up with the money to pay for a college education wasn't a challenge in some way. But now, more than ever, it seems to be such a daunting, almost insurmountable task to pay for college. And unless you're either financially very well off, or your son or daughter is a student that is excelling and getting scholarship offers, it seems that there are no easy answers for how to pay for college. So what advice do you have to offer?
I will tell you, I am the last person you should be getting advice from. but we have people who are going to be coming to this event, personal finance experts who are much better at sort of at least just helping to tackle some of these questions. But, you know, I'll tell you, it's in both, last year doing some of these events and doing a lot of the reporting we've been doing, the value of college and sort of the value of a four-year college experience versus 2 years versus some sort of other post-secondary education. You know, because so many people are worried about debt and because debt has become such a drag in terms of people just beginning their lives after they get out of school and, you know, debt is something that can kind of just, you know, it hangs around you and, you know, for so, so long. That I think one of the things we've learned is that a lot of people are really thinking seriously about what you're getting for your money. And that feels like something really new. There are people who 15, 20 years ago might have just made an assumption, you know, I'm going to go to a four-year college. These are the kinds of schools I'm looking at. And now you hear more and more, and we've heard this on the air, people just questioning exactly what they're getting out of the experience. And that's put a lot of institutions in a position where I think they have to sort of justify, you know, what they're offering, which, you know, a lot of people might say is a really good thing. And, you know, in this economy as well, you know, skill matching has become so important. You know, a lot of people will come out of college but not necessarily have the right training for the kinds of jobs they want to go into. And it's a challenge both for people who are getting first-time jobs. It's a challenge for companies that are looking for employees and workers. And so I think people are scrutinizing college and post-secondary education in a way that hasn't happened before. It seems like a healthy process, but it's hard to tell that to someone who, you know, is sort of just being strangled by debt and looking back and saying, what did I get out of this?
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. My guest is NPR Morning Edition host David Green, who is coming to Pittsburgh as part of the NPR Presents Family Matters appearance in Pittsburgh on November 5th at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hall, a conversation about personal finance. What kind of feedback are you getting from people?
About the events?
Yes.
You know, last year, what people would say as they left, two things. I mean, one, they really liked the opportunity to be in a room with people from their community, kind of seeing that other people were struggling with some of the same questions that they were. There was a kind of camaraderie. And, you know, I think there was a sense of we're sort of tackling these things together. I'm not alone. Debt was a huge, huge, huge issue that came up at a lot of our events last year. And there were some really animated conversations. Sometimes some of our experts not even agreeing as to whether there is a healthy amount of debt that you can have, whether no debt is good, to what extent is it worth going into debt to get a college education? What is the value of that? Debt was a huge topic. And I don't know, you know, me personally, and I think other people in the room, a lot of the questions that seem so daunting, it's like, what exactly do I need to do to set up my retirement? How do I know that I'm setting up my retirement in a smart way? How much should I be putting into my retirement? How much debt is an okay thing? You know, should I buy a home? How important is that? You know, it was neat to see our experts on stage just sort of tell everyone to breathe and that it's going to be okay. And that there are people you can talk to and there are people who, you know, are easy to find who could sit down with you and actually go through some of these decisions, you know, one by one and make it feel like it's just not so insane to deal with.
What could a first-time home buyer get from an event like this?
I think that, I mean, advice can get very specific. I mean, our experts have talked about specific programs that people in the audience might not know about, but the discussion could also really broaden into, you know, is owning a home a central part of the American dream today in the same way that it was 40 or 50 years ago? You know, so it can get very specific. It can get very broad, which I love because these conversations are very freewheeling and can sort of go any place.
I want to go back to some of your experts giving conflicting advice or just not agreeing on the same piece of uniform advice. Do you get feedback about that being disconcerting for people, or do they like the idea that there's just no one answer to their problem?
I like the idea that it's a conversation with different views. I mean, I'll give you an example. We, Luis Barajas, who's a wealth and business manager and has helped people manage their money, people who don't have much money at all, people who are rich. He really connects with people personally in a way that I really valued last year. He will be in Pittsburgh. He was on stage at a few events last year. Someone else, Michelle Singletary, who is not traveling with us to Pittsburgh, but they have sort of a disagreement when it comes to debt. And Lewis would talk about, to an extent, there can be a manageable amount of debt. Michelle is very anti-debt, and to a point where at one event, a gentleman stood up in the audience and said, I declare I am debt-free. And Michelle Singletary gave him this flirtatious look and was like, I want your phone number. And it, you know, it has funny moments like that. But I think it was good for people to hear, you know, Michelle say, look, you should not take that extra vacation if it's going to put you in debt more. You need to make some really hard decisions. And for Lewis to say, you know what, sometimes there are things you can do that are valuable that are worth it. And Michelle would kind of chime in and sort of agree with Lewis. So it was just a neat conversation. And, you know, I like the fact that you heard different perspectives.
Does the audience like that?
I think so. You know, we got a really good response last year. I would stand in, you know, the hall after it was over and people would come up and want to keep talking. You know, we were in Salt Lake City. We were in St. Louis. We were in Lexington, Kentucky, and some other spots. And I don't know. We got a really nice response. And I think people enjoyed the opportunity. And I'm hoping, you know, I'm hoping we get a really nice crowd and can have one of these conversations in Pittsburgh.
Steelers fan, Pittsburgh native, and NPR Morning Edition host David Green joining us to talk about the event coming up on November 5th at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hall, NPR's Family Matters, a candid conversation about personal finance. It gets underway at 7 o'clock, and it is free to the public, so no cost to get in. You can save that money for either sending your child to college or Steelers tickets. David Green, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us on the line from Washington.
Thank you, Paul. And I have to say, anyone who comes to this event after we talk, you know, about the economy and personal finances, if anyone wants to stay afterwards and talk Pirate Steelers, I'm available.
Thank you, David.
Thanks, Paul.
More Essential Pittsburgh coming up. This is 90.5 WESN.